The latest version of the Mid-Valley Area Community Plan was finalized 2 years ago in 2013. Cliff Simonton is a long-range planner with Eagle County. He oversaw the update and is very aware that talking about a plan can sound super boring.
It's complicated, and at the time when we're doing it, maybe there's nothing going on that's all that important to people. And so the fact that we're updating a master plan doesn't hit someone as, oh, gee, I need to go sit in on that.
But the reality is state law requires having a detailed vision in writing, and it's used as a key guideline for new development. Again, Cliff Simonton.
When we flew at a high level over the Mid-Valley, it was very clear to us that there were some very beautiful areas that even as development came at us over the next 20 years, they needed to be preserved.
Notably, the Emma area in the Frying Pan Valley, especially after feedback from residents. The current plan is based on one started in 1991, and the newer version creates guidelines for protecting those areas. The document took about 5 years to hammer out, requiring collaboration among area officials, residents, landowners, and others. About 60 people helped craft the vision, which applies to the Eagle County section of the Roaring Fork Valley. Many who are currently outspoken about proposed development say Eagle County's culture is different than the priorities in the Roaring Fork Valley. The community plan effort, in theory, addresses those concerns. Cliff Simonton says collaborators decided as of 2013 that the land along Highway 82 in the Mid-Valley, notably in the El Jebel area, is the best place to put anticipated development.
Because that's where the capacity was to handle the traffic. That is, in essence, where the urbanization needed to occur if we were to keep the pressure off of these hinterlands.
If you really get down to the bones of it, this project is a product of the community vision that was developed during that master plan process.
John Fredericks is the planner for the current tree farm proposal, which asks for up to 400 residential units across the highway from Willits Town Center. It could also include more than 100,000 square feet for commercial use.
And it fits exactly with what that master plan is prescribing.
We'll get to disagreements with that assertion in a moment. First, Eagle County's planning department agrees with the tree farm representative. County planner Scott Hunn is overseeing that application.
We do balance a lot of things, but in large part, the Mid-Valley Area Master Plan, the future land use map, they paint a bit of a target on places like Ace Lane's property, and they talk about those properties specifically.
A map of the area shows the land in question as designated for, quote, a higher density mix of residential, retail, commercial, service, and light industrial uses exist or would be appropriate, unquote. Hunn says the development proposal addresses other county goals for energy efficiency, reducing sprawl, and more. The vast majority of the opponents of the tree farm interviewed for this story say they are not aware of the Mid-Valley plan, nor the collaboration that created it. Others believe a proposal like the tree farm does not meet the full vision of the plan by not having enough affordable housing nor being annexed into the town of Basalt. The question now is whether vocal opposition to the tree farm proposal and other development in the Mid-Valley reflects a majority that could suggest the residents' values have changed, meaning the existing Mid-Valley Area Community Plan no longer reflects the needs and desires of the Mid-Valley community. Officials currently reviewing the tree farm proposal will have to determine in the coming months if that's the case or if there's more support for the project than meets the eye. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.